Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer Jay on the line with us, always making this show happen. I am so grateful. 6.5 years I have been hosting this show faithfully every Wednesday, and Jay has been there with me the whole time, and it's such a gift. It's such a gift to have someone like that helping you run the show or running it. And I am here in Malta, where I live, and the fall came and went really quickly, it feels like. It finally started to cool down. The mornings and the evenings were crisp. And then today I woke up, and it was unseasonably warm and humid. And the mosquitoes have decided to take refuge inside my home. And I know that the storms are coming everywhere right now, especially in the United States. My thoughts and my prayers, I hate when we say that now. Now it sounds so cliche. But I am thinking about you guys back in the States, and I hope that everybody is safe. Okay, now tonight's guest, or it's tonight for me, it's morning time in the United States, but it's 7 p.m. here in Mediterranean time. So we have Dr. Kimberly McGeorge on the line with us, and man, does she have a packed house bio. So I actually feel like me reading it just doesn't do you justice. So I'm going to just welcome you on, Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, and will you give us your background?
Oh, gosh, you're going to do my trick that I do with my guests. It's not fair.
I'm happy to. I do like people to introduce themselves, so I'm happy to. So my journey kind of with natural healing and holistic medicine, as a lot of people, started out of personal pain, kind of had low-level depression and anxiety my entire life since I was born, never any real solid solution. And then after I had children, well, when I got pregnant, I had some weird medical condition they didn't even have a name for, where I started dying every time I got pregnant. And so I always say I'm a really slow learner because I got pregnant 4 times. So kept doing that. But I'm really happy I did, of course. I'm happy I have my children. But also I'm really happy I did because it drove me, like, further and further and further and more aggressively toward a solution. So, you know, I'm a little older, and back in the day, you know, we were just getting personal computers in our homes and things like that, and the Internet was just really ramping up. And I didn't even know there was such a thing as alternative medicine, which sounds really dumb now. But, you know, so one day I just typed in whatever prescriptions I was on. I typed in randomly alternatives for, you know, ABC. And there was, you know, quite a body of information starting to build up on the Internet. And so that kind of began, you know, my whole, like, whoa, like, that was, like, a big turning point for me. Like, I didn't know there was, you know, any other solution other than to Western medicine. So long story short, started studying herbalism, became a master herbalist, started organic gardening, started an international supplement company with my ex-husband, and we did really well. And, you know, started developing a reputation that I somewhat knew what I was talking about through word of mouth. And so people would randomly call me that I didn't even know all day long from all over the country, and they'd be like, my sister's dad's brother's cousin told me, and I'm like, whoa, you know, where'd that even come from? But it was kind of cool because it was one by one, you know, and word of mouth. And so my ex-husband, we were still married at the time, said, if you're going to take all this time away from the family, you know, how men can be, he said, you might as well get paid for it. And I'm actually glad he really said that because that launched my, you know, career, and it just kept rolling from there.
Wow. Because, I mean, when I look at this, I mean, I'm very much into alternative medicine, which isn't alternative, by the way. It's the original holistic medicine. But I see that you do a lot of biofeedback. tell me some of that stuff, because there's a lot that you do to help other people. So you're a naturopathic doctor, correct?
Yes, I am.
But you are what you call intuitive,
gone into the foray of what I would call quantum medicine, or maybe more of a medicine of the future, because, you know, my whole life now is basically frequency, which, you know, if you knew me in high school, you would never vote me to invent anything. But, you know, I have patents on medical technology, and I now program the back end of medical technology and all this crazy stuff. And I'll tell you how I got there. So I got there because even though I did all this natural stuff, you know, got my naturopathic degree in the herbal company and the herbal medicine and the original, as you would say, medicine, which I agree with, it didn't completely solve my problems. There were still a lot of layers, as you know, there's a lot of layers to all of this. And I just wanted more. I wanted a higher degree of health, a higher degree of happiness. And I think that's pretty common to a lot of us. And so I wasn't going to stop just because I'd had some relief. And so my midwife, I had all natural births, and my midwife, I said on my third or fourth baby, I don't remember which, she said, I think you should go see this woman. I'm like, what woman? And she said, well, there's a woman way back in the, I mean, this is sounding kind of spooky at this point. She's like, there's a woman way back in the hills of Ohio, and you have to drive 2 hours, and she has this machine. And I'm like, well, where'd she go to school? And she's like, nowhere. And I'm like, I don't know about this. This sounds like, am I going to get out of this alive? And she's like, just go. So I went to this woman. The second she put me on this biofeedback machine, which was a biomeridian machine, I heard this voice in my head that said, one day you'll own this machine and you'll help thousands of people. I mean, that was the first time I touched it. And I ended up owning two of those machines and helping thousands of people in clinical practices. So that was my foray and jump kind of into frequency medicine. And now we're way past that, and we now know that the biofeedback can pick up absolutely anything, programs, beliefs, emotions, relationships, depending on your religious beliefs, past life, future life, you know, all information. I don't believe in space and time, so if you don't believe in space and time and you believe all information can be accessed now, and you know that we're radio towers broadcasting all that information, we now have the technology to read that, if that makes sense.
It does. Well, it does to me. But that's because I went to a woman who did quantum physics biofeedback several times, and the machine was very, because at the time I too was dealing with unexplained anxiety. I also was a really spiritually in tune child with no direction. Nobody was near me to help me, you know, guide it, and I didn't sleep well, and I had a long history of anxiety, and so I went to my Reiki teacher, and she had the quantum physics biofeedback, and I do remember, because I would break out in hives, and nobody could tell me what it was. And I went to a doctor that graduated from Harvard, and she did all the allergy tests, and her exact words was, whatever your problem is, allergies ain't it. You know what it was like? Okay, I need help. And I remember being hooked up to that machine and her saying, you need to eat macadamia nuts. And I thought, okay, that's it. You know, there was some pieces missing, I think. But I did find some real value in some of that. So I definitely agree with this. But I'm curious, this machine, how, like somebody who's listening to this right now and they're thinking, what in the world are they talking about? What would you say to the average person that has no clue what this is? What would make them come and try this?
I mean, actually, I shouldn't tell you what I say, which is actually more of a deterrent than, enticing. But usually I say, if you know what I could read in you, you would never let me put you on this technology. But that's positive, because I found out really, really young into this, or early into this, that one of my talents is kind of like what you said, how you went to a Harvard doctor and didn't really know what was going on ultimately, or the root of the problem. That's actually what I excel at. I excel at finding, like, people come to me and they've been to everybody else, and usually I'm their last stop. And thankfully, usually, most of the time, their successful resolution, because from those machines that you went on and I used to use now, I program this device exactly how I want it for, you know, my 35 years of consciousness knowledge and spiritual knowledge and psychic knowledge and, you know, naturopathic knowledge. And that's a whole different beast. So in other words, nobody has the technology that I hold in my hand right now. It's actually on my phone, so, you know, I'm actually literally holding it in my hand right now. And so we've progressed beyond these clunky machines. We're happy to have the computer. Now we can have it on our phones and our iPads. But there is nobody, you know, a lot of people will buy this technology because, you know, your listeners can get a hold of it, too. We're similar technology, like we were talking about, but it's not programmed by me. So just like everything, kind of the sauce, you know, no matter what we're talking about, is actually, you know, my unique understanding of, you know, what means what when it comes up. And we do deal a lot with these undercurrents of beliefs, and, you know, we can tell if you're still holding early childhood trauma or you're holding a lot of trauma in your field. We can tell if it's a physical root, if it's a spiritual root, if it's an emotional root. I mean, it's just very, very, very specific because I have millions of items programmed into this based on my experience. And I have clinical, pretty broad clinical experience over many, many years. So, again, people use this differently. I really think you can go to someone who has this tech and get nothing. And I think you can go to someone who owns this tech and get everything, if that makes sense.
It does, but now I have another question then.
Oh, no.
When you do, if I were to come to you and get the scan, you just give me the information. You're not actually, like, treating for it, or is it both?
Well, of course. I'm pretty sure you know the law. I mean, the laws in the United States have loosened up quite a bit, but it's a real hazy area being a naturopathic doctor, so we really like to avoid, you know, the word diagnose or treatment, of course, because that's when you get knocks on your door. But it's really about the imbalances and correcting imbalances. So I used to sell supplements. I don't even sell supplements. But definitely I can say it looks like you're low in D3, K2. Well, then you can take it from there, what you need to do if you get my drug. You know what I'm saying? So there's ways around it.
Like, this is just like a random, or you're saying this to me?
Oh, no, I haven't looked at you. No, that was just a random example. But I could probably say that to 10,000 people, and 9,999 people are going to be low in D3, K2.
That's interesting. Vitamin D3, 2?
Well, here's what, most people say you're low in vitamin D3, but Kate, we found that you have to have the K2 to absorb the vitamin D3. So that's why a lot of people who just take, you know, you probably have heard and you probably studied that isolated nutrients don't do as well as whole nutrients or the carrier nutrients. Just like people will be like, oh, am I low in magnesium? I'm like, yeah, you're low in magnesium, but you're also low in, like, you know, 10 other things, so we need to take off, you know, again, a holistic plant minerals. And because of the wireless body networks and the EMF and the cell powers and the wind powers, like, our minerals are being drained. You know, it's not a random thing. Again, everybody tests for plant minerals.
I do believe that our minerals are being drained, and I'm very happy to be living in the Mediterranean where I do feel like the soil is much more rich. I do feel like electrons and things are different here. I do. And I'm grateful for that because I do think that we've been stripped pretty raw in a lot of places.
I agree.
I'm just trying to paint a picture for people that are listening because there's a lot of people that just cannot figure out what's going on. I just was texting with my friend today and her son is in the hospital and they're doing many tests and it's been months and months, you know.
Oh, no.
And yes, and it's heartbreaking, but I also know that there are places, the most important part of the healing journey is to know where your starting block is.
Mm.
I mean, that generally takes more time than a lot of the other processes because so many times we get it wrong. And so knowing your real starting point with what you're working with is the most important thing, in my opinion. Mm. And I feel like you have an offering here. So my goal is to reach the target audience of people that are looking for information, but this is a little over their head, and so I'm just trying to get it explained and ask questions. First of all, where are you located?
I'm north of Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, I hope you guys are safe right now.
Yeah, we're safe. I'm about 2 hours away from the closest disaster that happened in Western North Carolina, and I'm very, very far away, thankfully, from what's going on in Florida right now. So, yes, thankfully I'm safe.
Yeah.
That is, oof. Okay, so you're in Winston-Salem, and then people can do this over the phone with you. They don't have to be in person, right?
Actually, I don't even do it over the phone. How it works is I get a picture, a birth date, and I don't even need that, but that's a way bigger story. But I generally get a picture and a birth date, and then I have a backlog, of course, and, you know, it's within 2 weeks, maybe sometimes a week to 30 days, where I usually record. Sometimes I write it out, but usually I'll record the results in, you know, and then you're able to ask me questions back through email. So we've removed it from having to. I do offer one-on-ones, face-to-face do one-on-ones, but it's not necessary to have a scan. And if you only are interested in a very light scan and you have one or two areas, we try to keep that down under $100, very affordable. We call it a tap scan. And then a full scan is basically, you know, people can say, would you look at this, would you look at this? But I like it when they say, just tell me what my body says. And you're going to get the best information because your body knows the path to healing.
I agree with that. I wrote the book, The Body Heals Itself, so I definitely agree with that.
I know. I listen to some of your stuff. I really love what you're doing. I really agree. And I love that you've taken action and illustrated it for your listeners, like some really great choices, you know, of like where to live and how that changes you. So, yeah, I looked into you.
Thank you. So when you do this, like that, like if I sent you a picture and my birth date, and then I just start asking these random things of like, I'm seeing this, like, soulmate scan or animal health, like, how's my animal, or, you know, certain projects that you're doing or soulmate. Like, how does this scan for that? How do you scan for that?
Right. So it's basically a program. Well, just like how we're talking now. So people, we don't think about these things, right? So we're like, well, how are we talking now? It's exactly the same thing. It's I'm accessing your field. What I'm doing is I'm putting millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of frequencies, and I'm bouncing it off your field, and then what I'm getting back is what is in resonance or what matches, and that's the feedback I'm getting. And then based on my knowledge base, I know what it means, and you would too. So if, you know, it pops up, you know, if it pops up like you know, something like ginseng, or it pops up something. I'm trying to think of a base thing. Vitamin C. You know, as soon as it pops up vitamin C, oh, that's a better one. I'm immediately going to look at the adrenals, and I'm going to look at the immune system. This is going to be my immediate go-to, you know, and then I'm going to dig deeper. So you have to have a knowledge base. It's not just having the technology. It's just like, you know, I used to work for radiology, and, you know, we look at these x-rays. You have to have the knowledge base. You know, I could hand you an x-ray, and you'd be like, I don't know what I'm looking at. But, you know, I do, and it's
right.
The same thing with this. I know what I'm looking at. It might not mean anything to you. It might just be a bunch of supplements and a bunch of body parts and a bunch of emotions and a bunch of sentences, you know, but I know what that means, if that makes any sense. Like, I put the pieces together. You know, I get the printout. The body's telling me all these clues, and then I put the pieces together, and I'm like, and sometimes I'll ask questions. Like, I'll see a picture that indicates someone's not sleeping. So sometimes I'll ask. I'll say, are you not sleeping? And I've gotten to the point, the tech and I have worked together for 10 years. I would say I'm 99.9% accurate. So I know what the answer's going to be at this point.
I mean, to me, this sounds more like you personally are extraordinarily intuitive / psychic, and then the scan kind of backs up what things you know. Is that a fair statement?
I would actually say it's more 50-50. I call myself a lazy psychic because I used to practice as a medical intuitive, and this is stupid, I admit it. So anyone listening to me, don't make fun of me, but is medical intuitive or ever gone to one. But I would literally merge with people. This is dumb, by the way. Don't do this. And I would crawl around their body. Like, how dumb do you have to be? So I'd, like, crawl through their arteries, and I'd look at their heart, and I'd look at their lungs. You know what I'm saying? I'd look at their lungs. But that is called merging, and you lose a lot of energy, and you take on a lot of their energy, and that does not serve me well. And I can still do that, of course. We actually can all do that. That's a natural ability in another conversation. But I don't do that. Thankfully, now the tech stands between me and that merge, and I love that. So it gives me the exact same information, but I don't have to do that, if that makes sense. So I would say it's, you know, and I can do a tiny little example. It's tricky because it's on the air, so I have to be even more careful, you know, because of different countries and stuff and their laws. But, if you want, you know, I could do it maybe later. If you want, I could do a tiny little scan on you live. If you want, it's up to you.
Oh, interesting. I think I'm open. I always get scared about stuff also because I'm hypochondriac. So I'm afraid it's going to be some really scary thing that comes back. But, yes, we can definitely talk about which way we would go with it. And it is. It's really fascinating. I feel like when we're talking about it, it sounds a little outlandish, really, if I were somebody who had never heard of this stuff. But I feel like you're a person that many people come to because you help them in ways that nobody else was ever able to do. But I think you're correct that word of mouth is the best way to do it because it's hard to, like, I mean, here's a little example, but for me with my body healing work, an oncologist, person that I met that was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and her body was having a very big issue accepting certain treatments, and the oncologist said, just go to this woman. Open it up. You know, and he's like, I don't know who she is. I don't know what she does. And that's, I think, almost a better explanation sometimes than throwing down. But we got to take a quick commercial break. But don't worry, everybody. We're going to come back and go a little deeper with Dr. Kimberly George. We'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis' book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Everyone, you're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and today's guest is Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. She's a naturopathic doctor. She also does Beyond Biofeedback, the tech scan that reveals all, including the hidden 5D impediments to your health, happiness, and wholeness. So let me just throw this out there that I am a huge proponent of the kind of testing and information gathering that you would never find at a place that your insurance covers most of the time. I love going to see my doctors and my specialists. I think it's important. I would never not suggest that. But I also think that the crucial part of any healing adventure is to take the holistic and the allopathic and use them both. Gather every bit of data that you can for yourself, for your health, for your well-being, for your life, so that you know where you're starting from if you are looking at making some significant change in your life. So this particular thing, this I can't even, is it quantum feedback, neurofeedback? What do you even, how do you,
I call it
how
quantum,
do you say?
Quantum biofeedback, yeah.
Because I think it's important. So first let's start with the basics. Where can people find you?
Right. The easiest place is just my website, which is secrettoeverything.com, and the two is spelled out T-O. So secrettoeverything.com. Or if you're super lazy like me, you can just type me in and I'm out there. So you can type my name in Google.
Well, okay, so Mick George. So everybody knows that because I actually said George on the very end of the last segment because it was a misprint. So it is Mick George. That is what I have in my calendar. So I was confused and I made sure that we got that straightened out. So it is Dr.
Right.
Kimberly Mick George. So make sure that you look her up proper. Also, do you have social media? Can people find you there?
I do. I'm Serene Wellness on Twitter. That's just an old business name, and they don't let you easily change it. And then I do have a YouTube channel. I will warn you, my YouTube channel is more of my woo-woo stuff. So if you're not woo-woo, you're not going to want to go that direction. What do I have? My Facebook. I have everything. It's mostly branded under Secret to Everything, though.
Instagram. I love that. Okay. And you had some classes, but they're already sold out, which is important to know because then they can be looking at your website for when something does open up.
Right.
So let's go into, there's so many things. So you offer clinical DNA and genetic testing in various areas such as methylation, neurotransmitter imbalance, mitochondrial function, like if you specialize in autism spectrum disorders. I want to, let's go into some of that stuff because I just had this conversation today. I will say I was actually doing some brain mapping, and I'm seeing this guy that does brain mapping, and I had a brain balancing today. And I was telling, he's very interested in the mapping and the data, but he doesn't really have any history in the energetic arts. And he's still in that space where he's more of a tech guy. And so I tend to be a person that people meet when they are shifting in their life. That is something I have noticed about myself. When people are making a turn, that's usually when they find me. And they do open up in a spiritual context, even if I don't intend to be the person that opens it up. And so today we were having this conversation, and I was talking about spectrum disorders and craniosacral therapy and balancing the brain, the fascia, and he had never heard of fascia, the way that the body communicates inside. And, you know, and I'm trying to kind of go into this, and I realized it's exactly what I said. Every person in the healing arts, every medicine practitioner, every nurse, whatever, everybody has their place that they study. Mine happens to be the muscle predominantly and the energy and the way that your body communicates internally. But that's my study. But that, you know, it's very difficult to explain to people. So you have to figure out which keywords don't make people run, but actually listen so that they hear what you're saying. Now, you're like me multiplied by a whole lot. So it's probably very difficult for you to open these conversations without it jumping so high because your knowledge base is so wide. How do you explain some of these things to a novice?
Right. Really, I just, everybody understands, like, the internet, or they think they do. They use it, even if they don't understand it. Everybody understands satellite TV. Everybody understands, you know, cell phones. And it's the exact same technology. Actually, it's the same exact technology as ultrasound, MRI, CT scan. Everybody understands that and accepts it. There's nothing different. The difference is what you just said. A CT scan is applying this technology, or an ultrasound, very, very narrowly. I'm applying it, no holds barred, all time, all space, any subject. That's the difference.
Okay. So have you had... So let's try with the methylation. What is methylation?
Yeah, I mean, I hope all the real knowledgeable, expert, really, really intelligent, educated people don't stone me for this. But my, basic layman's explanation of methylation is a deficit in folate, and your well is empty generally. And if you don't know your well is empty, you're never just going to accidentally fill it up. It has to be very specific supplementation. Even the old studies where they're like, load up on vitamin C, load up on vitamin B. If your vitamin Bs aren't methylated, if they don't have folate added to them, then it's not going to help somebody who has, a methylation disorder. And there's many types of methylation disorders. There's over-methylation, as you know. There's under-methylation. And there's everything in between and all the related disorders to that. So, it is very, very specific what SNPs are flipped on. In your genetics, and usually if you have methylation, you also have numerous. I think when I did my test, I did a 50 SNP, and I had 25 different things, and that's not even the biggest test you can do. It's one of the bigger ones, but not the biggest. And so once you see this picture throughout your body, and what I find interesting is, to me, the most harmful effect of things like the genetic disorders, including the methylation, is the mental and emotional disorders, the depression, the anxiety, the obsessive compulsive, what we would call, start throwing into the autism, the Asperger's, what we, call the spectrum disorders.
They are all so related, aren't they?
So related, yeah. So, again, easily mitigated, but I also find a lot of people take these tests, and then their doctor just tells them, and then they're stranded. The doctor doesn't necessarily specialize. So I really encourage people to go to someone who specializes, who is really, studied and trained, with some of the best, that are just so amazing for this. And, I've been privileged to train under, some of the best people in the world and the best, labs, use the best labs in the world. I actually don't do that anymore. I need to remove that from my bio, but I do refer people out for that. And I definitely can tell when people have that issue.
I love that. I totally agree. Get the person that's specialized. Do not go for somebody who just went to regular school and never picked later. We've got to take a quick commercial break, but we're going to pick up right where we left off with Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. Be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at emilyafrancesbooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at emilyafrancesbooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and I am super excited to have this conversation with Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. We're talking about neurofeedback, but the naturopathic frequency medicine, everything happens in this energy field. Now, you explain it different than I do, but I actually think they're very similar. So I'm going to go into what I say, and then I want you to tell me how that relates to what you say, because I do everything within the body. That's my field of study. But I believe that it's not just the body, mind, spirit. I believe that you have your physical self, your emotional self, your energetic body, your energy self, and then your spiritual self. And I believe that that subtle body, the energy body, is where big magic happens. That if you're looking for a miracle, that's where it lives. I believe this with everything in me. Now, you take what I just said and apply it to what you teach and what you believe.
Yeah, it's interesting because if you guys start pulling the patents or even just typing in wireless body network, we're all wired up to the cloud right now. You know, you might not know it, but it doesn't change the fact that you are. And so the future of medicine, and they've had all sorts of conferences, including recent conferences, it's easy, all over YouTube, you can pull up videos about this. But, you know, they have us wired into, let's just say, what I would consider not the most beneficial things for us, but the next wave of modern Western medicine is they're going to be giving you your medications over the airwaves by frequency into your energetic field, which, of course, is attached to your physical body. So this is just around the corner. They're already doing it. So what they're going to be doing is very similar to what I already do. I just happen to be ahead of the curve. And what I do is what I would consider the opposite of what they do. I think not the medicine application, but there's some military applications that isn't so great. We wonder why we're on social media and we're thinking in our head about dog bones. And then the next, you know, 17 commercials are dog bones. People are like, oh, you heard me talking or texting. You know, they're spying on us. Well, that's way old news. No, they know what you're thinking. You know, the old thing that no one can read your thoughts. I can read your thoughts. They can read your thoughts, too. Why? Because everything's frequency. Everything's like color and sound. And so all this sci-fi stuff that we never believed is coming, and it's going to be widespread. You know, I think I'm just a little bit of a way slower and ahead of the application and understanding on a very high level of some of this technology. So the benefit, though, is that, you know, they're sending drugs over the airwaves to your body field, to your body. You know, we send the balancing frequencies. You know, one of the benefits of a full scan is we actually send you the balancing frequencies that you tested for, in order to, you know, tweak your field, which then, of course, is attached to your physical body. It has positive changes in the physical body. I mean, I have a story. It's kind of a crazy story, but really brief. I was on my way to an appointment. I forget what appointment it was, but it was an appointment that I wanted to get to, and I was in a hurry, and all of a sudden, I kind of got hit by a really bad UTI. I don't know if you ladies have ever had a UTI, but they can be really painful, like almost unbearable. And I'm like, I'm going to go through McDonald's. I don't go to McDonald's, by the way, but I'm like, I'm going to go to McDonald's and get a drink. And I see something, like I'm going to start flushing fluids, you know, of course, because you have a UTI, that's, you know, you're going to flush fluids. So I go and I'm drinking my tea, and I'm like, I don't think I need, I was like doubled over in the car, and I'm like, I don't think I can go to my appointment. And then I'm like, hey, ding dong, why don't you get out your app and run yourself on the app and play some frequencies through your field and, like, be you. Like, why don't you do what other people pay you to do, you know? So I'm like, okay. So I play some frequencies. So I tested myself really quick, took like a minute, ran the frequencies that came up through my field. 2 minutes later, gone. Gone. No pain. You know, that's just one of thousand stories I could tell you. Medicine of the future.
That is incredible.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know. Yep.
So, okay.
So if somebody has high cholesterol and they take medicine for it, could your scans actually treat and clear those arteries?
Now, of course, I can't say that yet, even though they're saying that in conferences. Of course, I'm not allowed to say what they're saying. But eventually, yes. It's, however, I believe what you said at the beginning of the show and totally agree. I have done more for the business of modern medicine than probably any practitioner, alternative practitioner on the planet. I am constantly go to a functional medicine doctor and get genetic testing. Go to a functional medicine doctor and have your hormones tested. I may know more than they know. Actually, I've gone to doctors and run the scan on doctors, and they've said, this is unfreaking believable. Your scan is better than our test. So, I mean, it, just because it's accurate and I know it doesn't mean I don't do the lawful thing or the judicious, you know what I mean, moral thing.
Right.
I don't want to be responsible for, I want them to have exactly what you said, all possibilities, all choices. I don't care if they have cancer, diabetes, I don't care what their arthritis, depression, I want them to choose. And sometimes physical medication is the thing. And sometimes surgery is the thing. I mean, I've had surgery that saved my life. I am not against Western medicine at all. I am for the fastest, best, least invasive thing that works. I don't care what it is. And if you have to go invasive, you go invasive, right? I mean, I think I'm pretty balanced in that, even though I think what makes me sad, though, Emily, is that sometimes the solution is super simple and you don't need anything but a frequency correction, and that does make me sad that that's not available yet to the general public.
I agree with, actually, I strongly agree with everything you just said. I think it is so important that you do recommend to the specialist, and, you do write, you know, because a lot of people, I know you know this, there are so many people in the field of any sort of healing that are just so dirty. And I don't even know that they know they're dirty. I just think that the money becomes the sole push.
Mm.
And it changes the vibration of what you're trying to do and the intention of what you're trying to do. And I do also believe, I'm jumping now, but there is, it is amazing to me sometimes that it can be a supplement, it can be energy, it can be something that can prevent something that, a person would do major surgery for when they don't necessarily need it. I mean, here's, okay, here's something silly and easy, but I used to get warts on my fingers, and it used to be horrifically embarrassing to me because I did a lot of Tai Chi, and you'd always kind of have partners and do things with your hands, and I would have these warts. I don't even know where in the hell I picked them up. And I would do all this stuff to them. I'd get them frozen off and cut them off and anything I could do. And then I put duct tape on them, and I've never had them since, knock on wood.
Wow.
Duct tape.
Yeah, that's an old wives' tale that works, right? It's old folk medicine.
It worked. It worked. And I still, you know, it's interesting because I never told people, and I would keep gloves on, and I would do a lot of things to hide my hands because they were on my fingertips. This is before I went to massage school.
Wow.
I don't think I could have gone to massage school if I still had that issue. But I was very embarrassed, and it took a heavy toll on me. And when I put the duct tape on, first I did a cotton ball with vinegar and then duct tape over it. Duct tape. And it got rid of my, warts forever, knock on wood, but it's been many, many years now. But still sometimes I look at my fingers and think, oh, should I show my hands? Oh, no, that's right, my hands are clean. So we got to take a commercial break, and it's on to our last segment, Emily's Energy Corner, and we're going to do a little Emily's Energy right now. So we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Emily's Energy Corner, which just means that it's anything I want to talk about. And we're keeping Dr. Kimberly McGeorge on the line with us. I have sent her my picture, and I gave her my birthday, and she promised to be gentle with me, and she is going to pull up one of the scans, but she's still working on it. So what I've said is I'm going to just start talking, and then when you're ready, you can jump in. Okay.
If you want me to just go ahead. The first thing, I mean, I'm not going to say this definitively, but, again, I have to just say that this is subject to the terms and conditions of my website because I have all my disclaimers on there, so I'm just going to say that really quick. Okay, but that being said, I do see, interesting that you're doing brain stuff, I think you mentioned, because I do see some neurotransmitter imbalance stuff going on. I do see some issues with the parasympathetic nervous system. I do see some liver enzyme issues that are super, super interesting to me. I do see that you're in active inflammation and you are retaining, now when I say that, I don't mean extreme, but some water. So would want to get to the bottom of that, of course. Did you ever have dyslexia when you were a kid, or do you have any kind of scrambling ever in your brain?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I see that. And that's still a pattern. I don't know if it's a pattern you've conquered or that you have to work to, but it's still coming up, like, reflective in your field. I do want to tell you this. This is the woo-woo stuff, but I'm just going to tell you this for your own personal encouragement.
Oh, wait, speak up. I want to hear you. What?
Okay. This is a woo-woo thing, but it's really positive, so I'm just going to tell you for your own personal encouragement. So there's people that hold a lot of light, and there's two specific frequencies, which I'm not going to go into the whole explanation of this, but there's two, like, top frequencies of the people that hold the most light, and you're one of those top frequencies. We call it the Christ frequency, which actually is not like Jesus Christ. It's like crystalline. So you have, like, a real crystalline. You hold a lot of light, and you reflect it out like a crystal. So I just wanted to say that. Seeing a lot of adrenal issues, so I think you're a very intense person. I think you're very mental. I think you're, although you have natural healing abilities, of course, we know that. There's a lot of analyzing and thinking sometimes, but, and this isn't just in your career. I think it goes across your whole life, probably from when you were a child. But your cortisol levels, your adrenals, I think those really need supported. I know you live in a beautiful place, but I think you need more play, more self-nurture. That's really kind of coming up. Have you ever had migraines?
No.
Interesting. You have a migraine picture, but again, that's all that mind stuff. A lot of the brain and the mind stuff still coming up. You know, we talked a little bit about aging, you and I briefly off air, And I would, if I were you, if you aren't taking a really good, like, clinical bone formula, I think it's time to start taking something like that. Again, mineralization is such a thing with everyone, but, you know, we all want to have strong bones as we age. You're also picking up, are you like an empath? Because it looks like you're picking up a lot of people's emotions that are not yours. Watch that and make sure you clear, and mitigate that. So what's great for that, you probably, I know you already know this, but just for the audience,
tell me.
You know, flower essences are great for that, or, you know, the nice thing for me is I don't have to buy them, I can just play the frequency. But flower essences, essential oils, all those things help, like, kind of keep your energy yours and their energy theirs. There's so much, I'm just scanning to see. You love your family. Oh, my gosh, so much. That's coming up in your field. So cute. I love that. Oh, you're so passionate about your family. It's so sweet. One of the things I would suggest, like this is a specific thing, is red pine oil. The Eastern, you might already know this, but the, you know, Eastern countries take this, and it's how the women retain their youth and beauty. But that's not why I take it. I take it because it's a great antifungal, and it's a great antibacterial, and a great antiviral, but, you know, double duty. You know, I love that. Coming up from your DNA, there's a lot of ancestral male-female abuse I see in your, when I say family line, I mean back. I would want to see that cleared if I were working with you. You are extremely successful, but what's coming in for the next 2 years is there's more success available. You're probably going to have a larger opportunity than you've ever had in your life happen in the next 2 years, if that's not already cooking that you know about. Let me keep going.
Cooking. Yes.
You know, we talked about minerals. You definitely are under-mineralized, no matter if you're taking them or not. So, again, a lot of people, even if you take a clinical vitamin and mineral, I highly recommend you take plant minerals of your choice, and I would take those every day. Like, I don't think you can get enough minerals. One of your abilities, and I hope you know this, is you're actually a great manifester. So, you know, like, the secret and all that stuff, you know, how we speak things into existence.
Yeah.
You're actually someone that can make things happen or do things instantly with or without process or step. So don't have limiting beliefs in yourself that you have to do this, you know, like 2 + 2 = 4. You're above that and beyond that. You're like a magician. You can instantly materialize things from, like, the quanta or the invisible into material.
I believe that.
From you. I dumped a bunch of stuff on you. I want some feedback.
All of a sudden, I lost you. Are you speaking?
Yeah. Give me some feedback on what I said. Does any of this resonate with you?
Yes. Yes, everything but the migraines. All of it is spot on, actually. And the idea that in the next 2 years, that something really huge, that things, they're cooking, they are cooking. And I was really hoping you would see that it is going to come to fruition.
Oh, yeah, definitely, 100%. Yeah, it's in your timeline, for sure. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Kind of a little sample, and I could go on and on. I always say I could talk about anybody for 8 hours, seriously. And if you want me to tell you, you know, these are like some random all types of things, including imbalances. I can always also tell people what's right about them, but who needs to know that? Like, I want to fix what's imbalanced, you know. That's why, that's what we focus on.
Yeah. Well, we're almost done, so pick the thing that you feel is important to say.
I would like to see you get your hormones a little more balanced. I don't think they're horrific, but they can be better. I'd like to see you pay more attention to that. There's still some past, what I would call past life trauma, that would be beneficial for you. Not to dive deep into, but I know you know how to do this, but I think possibly you haven't focused on it, again, to release that trauma from the genetic lines, which will clear it for your children in the past, present, and future, as well as from the body. I don't see that completely released from the body.
Which is interesting. I am not a child of abuse, so I'm curious what that.
Yeah,
and I don't think my mother was.
Trauma and the male ancestral female, that's in the line. Again, that's like great-great-grandfather, great-great-grandmother. That's like in the... I don't see that in you. I mean, I haven't looked, but I don't see that. That's not what's coming up. Yeah, also, I'm just going to encourage you to be more you. And this is true probably for all of us, and it's certainly something I'm constantly working on. You are amazing, and don't be afraid to be completely you and completely authentic and completely speak your truth in all situations, because definitely there's some filtering and censoring that goes on. And I'm not specifically talking about ovulation, I'm talking about like all of life. That's going to serve you very, very well as you step forward more and more into like the totality of who you are.
Oh, I so hear you on that. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we should have started with that. Okay, now I'm going to have to bring you back on. So we'll talk about when you can come back on. And thank you, Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. And you guys find her, secrettoeverything.com. Secrettoeverything.com. Thank you so much. You guys, make it a great week.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.